problem is it only works if you're going to be standing for a period of time, and I am not supposed to be standing for any period of time.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be out of my bed for the first time.
There you go. So. We're glad we could give you an excuse to do that.
What a way to start that.
That's right, yes. At a Parks and Rec meeting.
Whatever else would you want.
Well, welcome, everybody. Let's go ahead and get started. Thanks for being here. This is our June Parks and Recreation Committee meeting. I'm grateful that you're here. First on the agenda, let's go ahead and just do roll call, especially for the we're good to go.
Okay.
That's on. I'm also recording it on here.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
So Sean Hall, chairman of the committee. Let's just go around our table.
Brian Plummer,
council. Bruce Cox, staff.
Clint Warnick, committee member.
Aaron Getz.
Tyson Creamer.
Rick Johnson.
Andy Lusley.
Wonderful, and and it's 7:07 for the record. So let's first order of business is to go through our minutes and review them. Did everybody have the chance to go through that? Not yet. Okay. That's okay. Let's do that. And I'll just start scanning through. Drop down. Good. Capsule. So far, okay. Last part is talking about the, I guess, second to last part. Master plan. If there's any corrections to the minutes. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve these minutes?
I'll motion. Yep, I'll second.
Motion by Aaron Getz, second by Tyson Creamer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Minutes pass unanimously. 2, 3, 4, 5, 0. Great. Thank you. So let's jump to our agenda. We've got three things tonight. First on the agenda is I'd love to just get an update talking about movies in the park. So Brooke, I think Friday, you and Tiffany, mm-hmm. How did that go?
Great.
How was our turnout?
Tiffany had it almost, she got there super early because she was worried about glitches. So she did a ton of it with a couple of youth.
Cool.
But yeah, I was like, oh, this is how many people come to these. I had no idea. It was a good show.
How many came?
I would say there was easily 150
people-ish.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Good.
Sounds about like
last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was the activity right before? Does anybody remember?
The ice cream, the dog.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, and they had a reptile.
Oh, yeah. Scales and tails.
Scales and tails.
Awesome.
I think that's waffles this spring.
And then they had the ice cream. I can't remember the name of that either, but a little ice cream stand that the sponsor donated.
Well, thank you, and Tiffany, for being there. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's great. Our next one is this Friday. We have Shrek. And then what'd you say? What was it, Andy? What was the?
I think it was waffles.
Eating waffles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some waffle thing.
Cool. So we right now, we've got one. Not this one. Where is that? Right here. No.
Could you add me to Friday?
Friday. Okay. Me and you?
Yeah.
I'll be there. I may show up to set up and then head out because I've got a ward activity. But then I'll be back to help take down as well. So, and then our next one will be in July. And that'll be we'll try to have the mural there. Is that still the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a swamp scavenger. I don't know if that's a band or if that's an activity, but swamp scavenger, and the theme is swamp quest.
Shrek.
For Shrek. For Shrek, yeah.
We'll find out when we get there, I guess, right? That'll be good. Awesome. Let's jump to our America 250. Andy, do you want to lead us out with the
mural? Yeah, I sent an email with the picture of what the Del Hunties have already done.
Just recently?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just right before the meeting.
Okay.
And the glass company is going to lend us something for the parade so we could display it down the parade.
Dude, this is cool. That's awesome.
And then, so yeah, she's going to add trees and then either.
Okay. Is there like the Centerville Mountains?
Yeah, the leaves of the trees are going to be either palm prints or thumbprints. I'm not quite sure yet. She sent like an Instagram of like people doing thumbprints or fingerprints. So I don't.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess it's just going to depend on the size of the scale of the trees.
So when does she anticipate this being done, at least her portion of it?
I think pretty soon.
Okay.
Haley, let's see, there's a group text between Haley, her, and I. Haley filled the mayor in. He's excited about it and loves it. Okay. Being in the parade. She's going to put some stuff out on the socials and the newsletter. And I think Haley's still working on a banner for the parade and then the 4th of July.
So where do we land on the parade? Are you...
I was going to walk out.
That's right.
I'm no longer committed to that.
I think it's a no, so I'll work with the Del Hunties to see, because they mentioned they could drive it.
There's other
as well.
Just said no.
Which might be good, because then they could probably put their business logo on the back as well.
Okay.
To advertise for their business.
So are you still going to do it?
Yeah, okay. I'll still help with them. So either I'll drive a truck or trailer. It just depends on what the glass company has available.
So during the parade, one of the questions that I had is how, because I'm guessing it'll be in a truck, like a trailer.
Yeah, so I would assume that, you know, it's in four pieces.
Yeah.
So two pieces could be on one side.
Oh, gotcha.
And two back pieces back on the other.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's all pretty, as you look at it, it's all, it's not hard to tell what's going on there.
Yeah. Cool.
And I think Haley is working with Adele. I think we got to come up with what we want to put maybe across the bottom, like for verbiage.
That was my question, is it's beautiful. I'm just curious, like, how's it going to...
Yeah, I think,
indicate what the purpose is.
Yeah, that I think that's what our next step is.
What
we call it.
Yeah.
Or so how do we describe it?
Is that kind of like what you're looking for input tonight?
Yeah. So we just call it thoughts. Centerville 250 mural.
America
keep it
250
simple.
Mural or
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think she
I
left,
have Centerville Freedom Festival on this. So.
That's it right there. That's awesome.
You know, you think it is going to be bigger.
I honestly thought that was just like what you carried around to drink
after. Yeah, I know. You think it's going to be bigger, but then I'm like, well,
it
was like the biggest, that was really the biggest one that I could find that wasn't like a mausoleum style. It's like a grand mausoleum. I'm like, oh, my grand mausoleum. What are you going to do with that? It's like 100 pounds. It's empty, hollow, and you just sit
stick it in. It's got bolts, you hold it up, and then I'm planning to get like that, looking for like a wood stand that can just set and rest like inside like a glass case or someplace where the resting place is, and then.
And just for our audio record, welcome Haley.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Yeah.
716. Thank you. We're just going through, we're talking about the mural right now. So Andy was asking for input, what we wanted, what's the verbiage that we wanted to put on the mural, right? Like, how do we want to communicate, you know, is it America 250 Center? Is it Centerville 250? Is it, I don't know, probably that doesn't make sense, but like, what's the,
what's the? I thought we were voting on the slogan.
Oh,
they were
just going to add it later.
We were going to, yeah, that's what I understood from like, no, that, right?
Yeah.
So do we need like three ideas to propose to the public? So they'll vote on that, the final slogan on the mural, and then the final resting place for the time capsule.
Okay. Any ideas?
Centerville Freedom Festival.
That's a big one.
Somewhere in it, yeah. It's just a generic Centerville Freedom Festival, and then like a 250 just in the center, maybe.
Are we registered with the 250?
Yes.
So that we can use their logo?
Yes, we have a partnership with them.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'd say America 250, Centerville Freedom Festival, and what else?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's two.
Sounds good. What's the slogan of the city?
The Friendlies.
Meet us in the middle.
Meet us in the middle.
It used to be the friendly city beside the Great Salt Lake. But we're not so friendly anymore. We lost that. Now we'll switch you in the middle.
That's right. I don't know if that's official, though.
No, it says it on some of the stuff.
That was Bryce's little addition, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
play on words there.
We don't really strive for much.
Just meet us
in the middle. This mediocrity is fine.
It is what it is.
So much for overachievers.
I couldn't believe we wanted to make our slogan a little off base. That was great. That was great. City Council said no.
For where?
For our killer.
That's perfect.
Just do ours a little off the lake.
All right, so we got, so we're wanting to throw it out to the public, right? So we've got one so far? Or do we have two?
I think if we did the Centerville Freedom Festival and like just did the 250 incorporated with the Centerville Freedom Festival and then do the America.
Well, did America 250.
America 250.
You gotta say something with the 250.
Yeah, I can say America 250 or. I'm looking right now to see if there's anything that.
I think you're running out of time to get the
vote,
the public involved in it if they're going to have to put this
they'll
on the trailer. But we're talking about the trailer at this moment. What are you?
Oh, no, we're talking about what's going to go there.
Yes.
I think
okay.
Haley's going to make a banner for the trailer.
Yes.
And then
okay.
That will
inviting them to come and participate in the community mural,
okay.
At community park.
On the so it's two separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'll be adding the slogan after and like finishing it so it's kind of weatherproof and so it can sit in the pavilion.
So we have three.
Can we review them?
Two.
I know two. What was the third one I didn't hear?
No,
I'm looking online to see if there's anything else that will inspire.
Should we see what the best of AI can come up with?
Yeah, let's say that's last chat.
Yeah.
I didn't like them, so I got it, so. I think the key elements are America 250.
Why not Centerville?
And something
Centerville. Centerville 250.
Something with freedom.
North Salt Lake just had a big event last night for 250 in the park. They were selling shirts. They had 250. It just said, North Salt Lake 250.
Yeah, looking online, most of like, so most
America
of the states.
North Salt Lake.
Yeah, most of the states have gone in there, like VA, like, so Virginia's like VA 250, and then Connecticut's just C 250.
So we did for our Parks t-shirt.
I think this, because it's a special year, I would just call it Centerville 250.
I like that. That's kind of cool.
Did
you make that?
2026. Michael Higgins' wife, she does our
design.
She did like three or four.
That's awesome.
American 250, Centerville.
That number, yeah, right there. That's important.
Yeah. American 250 and then Centerville Freedom Festival. Make American 250 the big thing, because that's, you're not going to have that again.
Yeah.
Freedom Festival's every year.
Centerville celebrates American 250.
This is for a banner, right?
This is for the mural.
It's for the mural. Oh, it's for the mural. Okay.
I like that one, celebrating 250 years of freedom, Centerville proud. That's not a bad one.
An artist may not want to have that go.
It's a lot of words, but you know, whatever.
You could swap out.
Do the America 250 logo and then put the Centerville 250 years of freedom.
Yeah.
And that way it's even thinning up with Centerville proud, but.
You could change that to today with 2026.
Celebrate.
I feel like we're definitely better off to, I don't want to say label it for the occasion.
I feel like labeling makes
to people if it's
sure.
Some random.
Yeah.
Mural that people like, why did they do this?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, and just make it simple. You could put small print underneath, but I just.
Yeah.
So I say we do, let's just do that then. Centerville Freedom Festival, 250 for one, America, 250, Centerville, and then.
America 250, and then
Centerville
Freedom Festival.
Underneath
America
in small print.
Centerville Freedom Festival.
Smaller.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, do we want to add our name to it and vote? Courtesy of Parks and Rec.
Yeah, because everyone's going to care.
They might.
Kind of hide it in the picture
somewhere. I don't want people to hide it in the picture. Our pictures hidden in the mural.
I just want to say, in today's day and age, if we got kids out there putting their fingerprints on here, I want them to come back at me later on. But that's how they got me identified when I murdered
I think whoever does a mural should have just, you know, maybe your face is slightly into the mountain.
There you go. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you have earned that, Andy.
No. I'm not taking credit for that.
So, Haley, do we have our three?
Maybe. Recap.
Okay. What do you have so far?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. So, do you want to recap it?
So, I'd say Centerville Freedom Festival, 250. And then the America 250 Centerville Freedom Festival.
I don't think we can do Centerville 250 because we're not 250 years old.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
America 250.
It's gotta be America.
Yeah. I had to put it the first time.
Don't even give the choice.
Do we do celebrating 250 years of freedom?
You could just take the choice from them and vote right here. You are the representatives.
Celebrating 250 years of American freedom.
Totally appropriate.
Yeah. Is there one that we like? Like the most, I mean, Rick, you mentioned one.
I kind of in favor of celebrating 250 years of American freedom as being like one of the options. I think that works great.
It is a lot
on there, but it's 16 feet long. There's a lot of space to write too. That's the other problem.
Okay.
So I know one was America 250, then we're going to put Centerville, Utah.
Centerville Freedom Festival.
I like the AI one, celebrating 250 are several different Centervilles. You don't see a Centerville.
Centerville, Ohio is always comes up first.
It does always come up first. We've got to find a way to displace them. Yeah. You always have to put UT after it if you want to get the right thing.
All right, so the question is, do we want to throw this out to the community, or do we just want to do it?
It's easier if we just do it, yeah. I'll be honest.
If we just do it, will it be on there when we display this?
It could be more than to be a thing.
Could be, yeah.
It should be.
We can't ask her.
I think it would make a lot more sense if it were on
there. Yeah.
I agree.
But
I agree. It'd be nice.
Then it's also finished at that point. That way it's just...
Well, the parade's going to have half and half, so...
What if we just do like American 250, Centerville, Slow Bigs?
Yeah, otherwise, really, though, what, if you don't have something on there, what is it? What everyone's going
to
do? What?
Can I bring up one point, and maybe I'm wrong? Isn't normally everybody standing on one side of the road for the... Every time I watch my daughter and the drill team and the band, it always feels like everyone's on this side
there's
of the road.
There's people on both. There's on both.
There's
both. I'm the person in their side, so I want to be by.
But like once you get down this way,
does it get
there's
warm?
It
only
depends on where the sun is as much.
Yeah.
But there's for sure on both sides.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Say we decide now.
You're going to put it on your trailer.
Yeah. Either
the glass company has a trailer or truck we can put it on.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. So. Do you have the three? No. Okay, Tyson. Rest the first one. We're gonna vote on this right now.
Celebrating American freedom.
Celebrating
250
years
of American
freedom.
Who likes that one?
Or freedom.
I like that one.
Yeah.
The one that was on.
We got three votes for
celebrating
that.
That's the only thing up on
there. It doesn't or? Say American though. It just says Center.
That's why I said
250 years of freedom.
Yeah, you can put.
So American that,
freedom.
Just, that's just celebrating 250 years of
freedom. Freedom. Dash Centerville, Utah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could put our America 250 Utah Centerville City logo on it as well, in the corner or something.
Yeah. And I think that will work great, personally. Because it kind of it tells you that what you're celebrating tells you what it was done for, and if you get the Centerville 250 logo in the bottom corner, it commemorates the actual activity that we had for it and why it was produced. It's kind of a reaffirming.
I'm good with it. Any opposed?
No, I'm good.
Okay, let's. Andy, do you mind communicating that to the Dillahunties?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Okay.
What's the actual membership?
Celebrating 250 years of freedom.
Centerville.
And it's put dash Centerville, Utah.
Do we want to add America before? Because like you
said,
we're not.
I'm indifferent. I think
we're not 250 years old here.
Yeah, it does make it look like we're celebrating Centerville's 250 years.
And that's why I'm fine going with the American.
Keep those 1776, 2026.
I used to say, but celebrating America 250.
It's got to be,
celebrating
if you're adding
America,
America, it's got to be celebrating 250 years of America.
Of America.
Of America. Yeah. Or of America.
So just put that, and then don't put Centerville Proud, just put the stamp.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that
works
too.
Way too much.
Yeah, that works. That works as well.
I think celebrating 250 years of America.
Because, yeah, obviously, it's going to
make sure you get that AI.
Yeah.
I'm fine
with that. Everybody knows where they're at.
I don't know, those lines between Bountiful and Farmington get awfully close.
Celebrating 250 years of American freedom.
Okay. And then with the stamp in the corner. Yeah.
Stamp in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure they can paint it.
Yeah. Do we print that or put it in or have them paint it?
I can ask how
they want it done.
Be best.
Okay.
And I can get her.
I'll just put this on the group text with her memo.
Is that the red, white, and blue 250 that we're talking about?
Yeah, we have different versions of it, but like the stacked version in the corner of the, it's the America 250 logo.
Yeah.
Utah Central City.
Okay.
Andy, thank you for running a point on this. Is there anything else you need from this committee?
Do you need anything else from it?
Have you entered it into the parade?
I was waiting to see what we were doing,
okay.
So I'll get with the Dillahunties and see if they're going to drive or if I'm going to drive, and then we'll fill out that paperwork.
And then we'll plan to have it at the July 3rd Movies and Twerk as well. Is that the plan? Okay.
Thanks, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yours was
wouldn't have come together without you.
Haley did just as much as I did.
Ty, let's jump to the time capsule.
Time capsule is done. It's completed. The two people that responded, I just went with it, so we'll be here.
Love it.
The plan now is I got to get with Gina and get either mayor, city council members, whoever wants to put a letter in, like write something up to put in here to do that. And then the plan was initially to go in and set up the booth next to the American 50 mural, both on the July 3rd and on the 4th, and then just let the kids come by, have a stack of, you know, little kind of 3x5 note cards with archivable ink in pens that they can kind of write on and then leave messages. Then after it's all done, we'll just take it, put it together. The mayor. That's the hardware.
We don't fit them all.
If I do 3x5 cards, you can double stack them and they'll roll in. I can't imagine not. I mean, our community is so small that I can't imagine them not all fitting in there. But if they don't all fit, I can order.
Pick a favorite.
Yes.
Well, I can order a second one of those and do a double stacker. I mean, it's.
Well, that would be a great problem to have. Yeah. Honestly, like if we have like somebody that we can't fit in, I would be.
We'll just say the archival paper that has like 500 slips of paper in it is like this thick, and if you bend it, you could literally slide it down to the bottom of there and still have half the can. So I'm kind of like, if we get 500 people to put in there and it's not even a quarter full, I'm kind of like.
Also, it's not like a thick paper. It's not a thick.
It's not. Paper. It's just a paper that has no acid in it, so it doesn't.
Are we doing pictures as well? Did we say that?
What's that?
Are we doing pictures as well? Did we?
So that was the thing we talked about is if we have someone there that's taking pictures of the event, we talked about doing like a photo booth. Unfortunately, I'm kind of, we'll just say with my ankle, I can't load bear for a minimum 6 weeks, but potentially 12. So I'm kind of like out of being able to carry and set stuff up. And my wife is not superhuman and she's already taken on a load of the house, so I can't ask her that. So unless others are willing to kind of set up a booth or something like that. For that, we're going to do a photo booth.
I think we just share it with the booth we're doing for the mural.
That's what I was thinking of doing as well.
Yeah, I was planning on, because they have, the Del Monte's have a big, like, inflatable house thing. Looks like a marshmallow house. Uh-huh. So we were planning on putting a mural in. So we were planning on putting a tent next to that for the time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That would be guys.
That would be great. The only thing we talked about was whether or not we wanted to do some kind of, like, photo booth so that people could walk up. You can take a photo of them and then just take the SD card or whatever out, put it in the canister, or develop them all and stick the pictures in. It's a lot. If it's a space issue, then it can be just like, hey, we just put the card in there.
Oh, yeah, the SD card, huh?
Yeah, and then future generations just have to figure out.
What is this thing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'll be their Betamax.
It'll be about the time it's back in style to have
those. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember when they used to use cars, they're back. So. They don't put them in your head anymore.
I can't remember. Did we discuss where it's going to go? We had the tentative location of like displaying it at Whitaker. That was less of it, and it was more just like somewhere in the city office building.
It's nice, and I like what the writing on it. It should be on display.
Yeah, we can put it in that glass case lobby in City Hall. That's what we want.
Yeah.
We were going to have the public vote on its final location, but we can also determine that as well.
There's probably better security here for something like that.
Did we pick three locations for them to vote on last meeting by chance? I don't remember. I remember.
I know we talked about it. Yeah.
I don't think we finalized.
I
think here is probably.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. It makes sense.
I kind of looked at it as like, what are the two buildings that are probably going to be here in 50 years? It's probably this and the Whitaker Museum. Yeah. So I was like, it's got to be one of these two.
Give me water.
Go. That could be.
Where's that?
They're starting to fill the. There's a big new water tank on the mountain. They're building.
That actually will be
starting
here
to fill
for
with water
sure
today.
Now this building.
I figure its contents might move.
So photo booth. We want to do it, or just do like the. I'm happy to man the booth for a little bit.
Yeah, and I have no problem manning the booth as well.
Does it have to be releases?
I figure if they come up and they allow you to snap their picture, it's something. That was kind of the plan. They come and stand there and snap it, and you say, hey, we're doing pictures for the
time capsule, would you, if you're interested, hop in, take a photo, and then in 50 years you can come back to the celebration 300 years.
Frame with that on it next to it.
I think if you're doing it yourself, you don't have to, but I think if there's a professional.
I just,
well,
no, that's
I guess if it's getting released.
We can't do any pictures.
Like the youth and stuff.
Youth,
yeah.
And stuff, so. I love the idea. I just don't know if we have to figure out the release stuff.
What if you had everybody do a selfie in front of the mural and then email it to Haley?
That's what we need.
Yeah.
500 emails. July 5th.
Is there a way to like put an app together? We just take a QR code, snap your
scan
picture,
it to
and just go
yeah.
straight to the QR code.
If they're the one consenting to the photo, they're consenting to the photo. We're not just like randomly taking pictures of people without their consent.
And we're not publishing it either.
I just don't know where I'd get a camera with an SD card.
I'm going to say, I'm going to challenge it. In 50 years, if they want to come find me, I'll be dead.
Yeah.
They're welcome to come and try.
I'm planning on being here.
You're gonna make
I'll only be 103.
My parents' deaths would indicate I've got another 30, 40 max, so I'm pretty well checked out at that point. I'll be a vegetable in a home somewhere else if I live that long. So
I love the idea.
I just wonder, like, sometimes you go places where it's like filming's in progress, like by entering this area, you acknowledge your.
Yeah.
Just kind of something like that where it's right next to it. If you take a picture here, it's
I'm being dead serious. We're legit not going to display these pictures anywhere.
Yeah.
At the earliest for 50 years.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they might make it to the website 50 years from now, and I got a really hard time. Believe in, if they can do the hassle of getting releases if they want to put them on a website,
yeah.
I think that we're safe no matter what we do because it's just going on a card into a can that will
consent
that
is,
will never
is implied
be seen.
By taking the picture
yeah,
at a park.
I would say
yeah.
so as well.
I'm happy to do it. Again, I don't know of a camera with an SD card. I don't have one, so.
Well, we could. I have. We could upload them to an SD card.
Upload to a thumb drive too.
Take with yeah. your phone.
Yeah, I guess that's true, huh?
And I do. If people do it with their phone, I do.
Just drop it into a thumb drive.
I do have cameras mm-hmm. with SD cards. I can steal one of my wife's. It's not her really expensive one. I can get.
Why don't we plan on it? And I'll plan on just like we have like a sign up sheet.
I can be there
for it. I get back into town on the 3rd. I'm planning to get back on town on the 3rd. Hoping early on the 3rd. But I know I'll be there for the 4th at minimum. I'm trying to be here for that Movies in the Park on the 3rd, so I'm going to be here for that to watch the movie and sit there and sit here with that if I need to.
From what time to what time should we man the booth? Like
10 to 4.
10 to 4, okay. So what I'll do is I'll put together, like we have a sign-up sheet for the Movies in the Park, I'll put a sign-up sheet, like an hourly one.
Yeah.
And that way we've got our hours covered. Do you think... I mean, because both the mural and the time capsule, they'll be right next to each other, we probably don't need it, like, manning both, right? Like, if we've got two people there covering, is that enough?
I would assume the Delahunties are going to be there for the mural to kind of oversee.
Okay.
So somebody's not, like, touching.
Yeah. Okay.
And this will really just
be... And I would just plan on having the time capsule there on the board.
Okay, it works. That's even better.
Because they're not going to be able to participate in the mural on the 3rd. We're just advertising it.
Yeah.
Then they come to the park on the 4th.
Yeah.
So.
And I was only going to potentially bring it on the 3rd so that if people came to the park, because if it's a lot of kids come to the park, then at least if they want to fill out a card there, they could write their card before the movie starts or whatever, and then we could just have that preset. And then the next day, if less people show up or different people show up.
I mean, if you want to, that's manning a booth on the 3rd and the 4th.
If I make it, that's
which
this
is a massive
where I,
ask from you guys.
Yeah, if I make it back on the 3rd, I'll go over and sit and watch it. I can't help set anything up.
I can help, but I can be there too and help
yeah.
with that. So.
It's really easy to say
I work both
with those stacks of paper and say, yeah, come over and write the card for this. It's great. The only thing I don't know is do we want to give like prompt questions like for people what to write about, like, you know, what does America mean
yeah.
to you, or what is, you know, that way.
That's actually a great
America
idea.
America means apple pie and candy. Great.
So prompt questions. I can help with that
okay.
as well. So prompt questions, and then let's, if you're okay, let's plan on the 3rd. I'll be there. We can, it could be pretty simple too. We could honestly set up like right there on the benches and just say, hey,
that's
we got the mic too, right? Like, does the mic work?
So, I mean, there's a whole slew of things going on the 3rd. So I would say we would put the time capsule with the other local vendors that are going to be under the trees.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So you can have a space there.
So yeah, okay. That's how, that's good to know, because it's not gonna be like the standard movies in the park. There's gonna be other stuff happening.
Yeah, so we have the children's parade at 6:30 p.m. that ends the park, and then we have a local choir group singing the national anthem with a scout troop presenting the colors, and then we have a concert.
Gotcha.
So that's from 6:30. Then the concert starts at 7:00. So
okay.
especially when like the national anthem and stuff is going, we don't want anybody back of house.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be blocking off of a lot of that. Pavilion area.
Okay, this is all before the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So then we probably need to be there with the mural like at what, 5:30?
I would have it parked wherever you want it to park, because you're already leaving it on the truck for the movie.
Yeah, whatever we do, yeah.
Yeah, I would get in before 6:00. Yeah.
Otherwise I'll be interested in the dirt patch.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so I will work on that. I'll work on like some prompt questions, and I'll put together like a sign-up sheet for the 4th to make sure we're covered.
Cool.
And then when it comes to the pictures, maybe I'll just take that offline and think through how we want to do that, like make it fun and creative. Do we want to have like a frame, like a balloon frame or something, right? Like where people, like, I don't know. We can kind of take that offline and figure that out.
And that was my initial plan until I'm no longer able to carry anything. So I become worthless in my household.
That's where I'll recruit my wife. She's much more creative than I am. So
okay.
Do you know where we're at on the 4th? Like where
location? So baseball diamond, not on the baseball diamond, but in the trees under it where there's one of the bleachers, right
there. Okay. So, the complex.
Yeah. So I can let the bell hunters know where to set up.
Okay.
And then I'll put our Centerville, we have a Centerville canopy with like our branding that we'll use for the time capsule.
Cool. Perfect. I think we're well, thank you to everybody that's been working hard, especially on these two things. So I think we're well prepared for it. Anything else talking about 250 stuff?
I did just, I was at the Freedom Festival meeting right before this, that's why I was late, but I let them know about everything you're doing, and they're super excited about it. So
good.
They're doing some more unique things to make this year stand out as well with the America 250, so they're really grateful for everything you guys have been up to. They're excited to have it be a part of the celebration.
That's cool.
I told them what you said about the mayor as well in the mural.
Yes, yeah, very excited, yeah.
Cool. All right, we've got about 15 minutes left, and I just want to turn our attention back to the master plan for just a second. We don't need to have a huge discussion on this, but what I was thinking about today is kind of a continuation from our last meeting. You know, I gave a brief update on, because I had attended that the trails, you know, when they presented to council, and one of the things that really struck me was they had like their main idea, right, which was like restrooms near. Or like the big parking lot and then restrooms, and that was like their, and then they had other things as well, but that was their idea, right? Like, and that was something that council could really latch on to. And so I just would love to, we've kind of like touched on this a couple of times, but I would love to like settle as a committee on what would be our 3, max 5, ideally like 3, like our 3 ideas for like big ideas for the next 5 years. So have that in the back of your mind for just a second. because what I'd like to do, because I want to hear from everybody if you have any additional ideas to this, but what I'd like to do is turn to some of the data. We have 360-ish responses from our survey. And again, we've seen a lot of this before, so this shouldn't be new. But I'd love to just get clarity on what are our big ideas, because I think what that will do is help unlock this master plan for all of us. Because if then we can say, okay, for the next 5 years, as a committee and as a community, because we've got the voice of the community, this is what people are telling us that they want. These are the three, max five things that we're gonna throw our efforts behind over the next few years. And then, obviously, this master plan will evolve, right? Like, hopefully, that whoever is here, you know, 3 or 5 years from now, they'll take this and make it their own and revise it and say, okay, what's the next 5 years? So have that in the back of your mind, because I'd like to go through some of this data real quick. And I'm gonna scroll down to... Actually, I'm going to scroll down past all this stuff to where people tell us the things that resonate with them when they visit a park. And then I also took some of the write-in data and just dumped that into AI. And you'll see some of the common threads that people are asking for as well. And they're similar. Some are similar to this list that we have right here. So you can see by far... So 58% of people are asking for shade structures. And I think that, I mean, that's overwhelming, mm-hmm. right? I think that's something that we should be thinking about and be aware of, is shade. Where does that make sense? Which parks, right? Like those types of things. The other few things that really stand out, 41%, we talked about, I mean, this is talking about Smoot Park specifically, the water feature, but people want some type of water feature or features at the parks. And we've talked about Smoot, that's kind of low-hanging fruit. You've got the creek that runs right through there. We could do some things there, but that's 41% of respondents are asking for something like that. And then the last three that I'll call out, so 35% are actually asking for a dog park, which I think is really interesting and really fascinating. 34% are talking about our community park having more accessible restrooms, so on the other side of the park. I think, again, that's really helpful to know. And then lastly, 33% people are asking for benches, more sitting space. So those are kind of the top five. And if you break it down like this, one in three people are asking for those last three things. So that's not insignificant, right?
The benches and the shade probably go together.
They may go together, right? That's a good point.
You could combine those into one thing.
That's a great point.
Well, one's walking paths and one's playground.
And are they asking for shade structures over playgrounds or near the playgrounds?
Probably near them.
So, yeah, this one specifically was shade structures on
the playground. It's like not on top, but like to the side of the
structure. That's how I'm interpreting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took some of this data, like some of the write-in things, and where did that go? Pull it back up. Oh, it's right here. As soon as I refresh it.
Do you know like the long-term viability for that, like the Smoot water, like that creek, is it pretty like it's looking like longevity-wise it should be there for a while, or is there fears that not lasting forever? Like, I don't know what's... Water yeah, the water supply yeah, is pretty healthy.
Constant for over 100 years.
Well,
yeah.
I will say this, the one nice thing is whatever has become a dry creek bed, the nice thing is it's easy to put an underground like water storage containment in the future if you had to, and to re-water it, just have a pump cycling through. So if you go to St. George and go to like, I call it the old tabernacle, they've got like a natural flowing like red rock step thing where they just have water going down, and kids literally sit and play in that little water stream that just recycles water all day long. So, I mean, that's an easy, if it ever did become a dry creek bed. My bigger concern is whether or not we have to deal with the state level because it is an actual water source and they require permitting to touch it because they get really touchy with the water sources.
Yeah, we'd have to get a state permit to change any of the stream channel.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say we're going to alter the stream, just simply make the stream accessible. And I don't know if making it accessible requires a permit. That may be a gray area that they won't get us on. Because as long as we don't alter the stream, and we don't place anything in the stream that's a foreign object that might cause potential contamination, then they shouldn't have an issue with it. My dad was a water engineer for
I would guess we
years.
Probably could.
Those were the ways you skirted things. I just don't know if there's anything official that's changed.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So here's some of the writing things. Again, you'll see a lot of the similar data backing this up that we just saw. So people are asking for dog parks, splash pads. Those are the top two write-ins. You've got people are asking actually for more courts, tennis and pickleball courts. Another big one is trail connectivity. Bathrooms is another one. Down here, a little bit farther down, some people are asking for adult fitness, pump tracks, and then some upgrades to playground features. And you can see kind of the approximate percentages of what these write-ins were. So again, very similar, right? So I want to just throw it out real quick in the last couple of minutes that we have. Is there anything that's missing? As you look at both this and this list together and take into consideration like the top five-ish requests, is there anything that's missing in your mind?
You mentioned a little bit on the tier three one, but I think the all abilities park add-on type things are, I think that's a pretty huge thing now, making our parks more accessible. So I mean that's something that's like pretty highly ranked in here too. I think I would try and put that in my top five.
The exercise stuff?
Not necessarily exercise, but more of all abilities just for like
those
with disabilities
yeah.
and that kind
okay.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Great point.
Yeah, because we don't have any in the city.
Yeah, we don't.
I liked our discussion previously on the wayfinding and signage. I think that would be a great enhancement to have signage throughout the city.
The what?
Signage throughout the city indicating where the different parks are. Yeah. I agree with that.
With
those, you guys
build
trails. I call it you can enhance our main roads by putting pretty signs that can.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be getting the big one that connects Farmington, Center Dam, Bountiful.
I think Bruce, you were just saying, so I'd love to see like bike lanes established, like to help you get to these.
That might be good to note that on the 26th, Friday, the 26th of June, at the Bountiful Fourth North Park, from 6 to 9 p.m., they'll be setting up a mock of this. Inner city
the greenway, trail. Is that what they're calling
the
it?
Greenway, yeah. The greenway, the county greenway that they want to be a continuous walking, running, biking path that goes all the way through Davis County, and they'll have public input and people there to answer questions, and they'll have some of it, a piece of it set up of what kind of envision what it would look like they want it to be.
Do any of our parks connect into that? I can't.
Yeah, so the suggested route through Centerville will be coming from the north end where we border with Farmington, connecting with them on the frontage road, and it comes past
the community park.
Comes past the community park to Chase Lane, goes up Chase Lane to 400 West, and goes past Center Point Theater and Porter Walton Park, and on down to Bountiful, where it connects with Bountiful. On there, it's there 200 West.
So wouldn't it be cool if we had branches off of that go into the other parks.
Yeah.
And with the signage to accompany that.
And connectivity is high. Part of that is educating.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be huge.
Is that timeline like within the next 5 years to do that?
Yeah. They'll probably answer the question more specifically at the.
Is that 26?
I think they're wanting to move on it.
It was all on the city website.
And they've had signs out advertising for a few months, so I think they were moving on sooner than later.
Yeah, I think Gina was going to the meetings on those.
Gina's kind of, I think,
at the rec center, they have a whole bunch of posters and stuff set up.
Yeah.
To go over all of it, so.
So maybe we not push that idea with the city council and focus on others, because that's inevitably going to happen.
Not push which idea?
The
signage?
No, the bike trail.
Oh.
No, walking path.
Yeah.
It's just because it's something that
for sure I think your committee should lend their support, but maybe not be
the top five priority, because it's going to happen anyway. I think if we keep it in all inclusive in the plan,
showing that you want to be part of the greater community will help the council understand that this is something that's a priority.
Yeah,
because if it's not, then councils would be it sounds great, but do we really want to get involved with Bountiful and North Salt Lake or Farmington? No, if that's something that you feel is important, you should bring it forward and say, this is important, it's a priority. Greenway, I think. That, just from my perspective, I think I would like to hear that.
Did the trails ever mention any of that in their meeting? Like the Greenway path, or were they more focused?
I don't remember them mentioning
any
of that, but
it was
like the focus.
Their master plan doesn't include anything lower from the hillside.
Yeah. And their focus was a little bit different.
Which I want to just say really quickly, as you guys start thinking about this, they really were focused on the east side.
Yeah.
But we have our developed area here, but the council in the general plan is going to take a lot of consideration to the west side as well. And there's a lot of opportunity for development over there. There's a lot of opportunity for parks over there. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have an idea in my brain, but it would be good to, I think, start thinking about what is that potential over there.
Is any of it zoned for residential, or is it all commercial?
I think it'll be mixed use.
Yeah, as I said, there's a small mixed use portion of it.
It's going to be
as it currently sits,
connectivity is high. So if we're looking to connect our park system with trail system, that's something we need to put in the Parks and Rec master plan, because it's not in the trails master plan.
And part of, prior to me being on this committee, I was pushing
a couple
council members for a pedestrian bridge at Chase Lane to go over on the other side of the freeway, just for the connectivity, because no one wants to ride a bike or walk over.
And that is something that's potentially looked at in the general plan.
The trails master plan does have a proposed trails map, and it does have all of the existing and some proposed in the city urban trails too.
When we asked Brandon, he said it's not.
Yeah, it's not one of their focus is the new ones they want to build up into the mountains, connect the mountain trails. But they still have. It's actually been in their master plan map for 15 years.
But I think what we can, one idea, and this kind of speaks to what you were getting at, which is like the connectivity. We could have a map very similar that would propose connections to like routes and the signage where things would go. It
shows existing parks and proposed. You have to be careful with proposed if it's like on a private property and things like that, but still you can do it in a way that it's not saying we have to buy this person's house.
Right. So I want to be mindful of time. We're at 8:00, so I want to make sure I get people home here. So in addition to what we have from the community, here's what I wrote down. So wayfinding or signage throughout the city, all abilities, making sure that that's part of it. Bike lanes, that we talked about that. Greenway branches, so connecting to other city parks and trails with the signage. And then, to your point, there's an opportunity for parks on the west side of the city that we can maybe take a look at.
or connectivity to the west side, just so that eventually, yeah, when those opportunities arise, that there will be some plan for what that might, how that might. Yeah.
The only connectivity would be the west side, isn't it? Or can we connect on the east side? Isn't it, if we want to connect to other cities' trails and that, isn't that mostly on the west side? Like, I'm just thinking of the bike trail.
Well, they're talking like UDOT might want to throw something in along the front of the road on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the plan it hasn't been cut out yet, but there'll be a pedestrian crossing that goes from the community park over the freeway and the railroad to the Legacy Trail. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate having to drive my bike down.
I think we talked about one point adding a park at one of the trailheads on the upper east side. Adding a park, like a small park at a trailhead for the trails committee. Because Brandon said that they were getting some money from the county.
Like a fitness type park that's already...
Shade structure to go along with
the parking lot.
Brandon was saying that the county was on board, so if we have something more that the county could help pony up.
Yeah.
Is this piece of dirt taboo? Right here.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Ron Randall passed away on Sunday, and Randy Randall has already come over to this city to talk about possible options. And on the city council agenda for next Tuesday night is a week from tonight, is to discuss that.
Yeah, they've already started clearing that back out.
The purchase of the other half acre of land between the city hall.
So I don't want to be insensitive to his passing, but I think that, because that adjoins the park, that would be a prime topic to discuss.
I can tell you one idea that goes with shade structures and park is Randy suggested possibly doing some picnic pavilions with the same rooftop that the old service station has.
Yeah.
That could be a picnic.
Like that 50s pointed one?
Yeah, a triangle-shaped shade structure that could you know, be fun to have that honors the old gas station.
Right.
Great idea.
Yeah. Since shade structures are popular.
Did you get with Brandon's guy?
Not yet. I'm thinking that once we get through this America 250 stuff, then I'll get it on the agenda for our next meeting. But I think a lot of our thoughts and efforts go into this 250. Speaking of, real quick, July, should we just cancel? Let's cancel next month's meeting. July is a busy month, I think, for everybody. So we'll plan on not meeting next month. We'll pick it back up in August. Does that sound okay? Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight.
Thank you, Sean.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Or a motion by Andy?
Second.
Second by Tyson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.